Okay. Simon Samach Beis, Sif Tesvav, Hilchos Masa Umata, doing business. Mishanasanafilu Rak Mikzos Domem Ala Mekach. Let's say somebody only gives a little bit of money for a Mekach, meaning he'd like a down payment. Aisha Rasham Ala Mekach Simon, or he wrote on the purchase, he wrote a Simon on it, Bifnei HaMoicher, in front of the one who's selling. Aisha Omar Loi HaMoicher Rishayim Mekachecha, or the seller told him, make a marking on your thing. Afal pi shu b'inyan shaloi kana b'zeh. Even if it's a way that there was no kinyan, meaning he didn't really make a purchase, but he made some sort of marking on it. Kamakam kala chayzer by whoever goes back on it, bein halakeach bein hamoicher, whether it's the buyer, whether it's the seller, loy asa ma'ase Yisrael, that's not called a Yiddish thing. It's not called a Jewish thing to do. V'chayv lekabel mishapara, and he's going to get a mishapara. What does mishapara? Dino sha'irim be based in that they're going to curse him in Bezdin va'imrim, and then they say mishapara me'anshe dor ha'mabel, whoever it was that took the payment back from anshe dor ha'mabel, me'anshe dor ha'flaga, me'anshe sedayim va'amayra, mitzrayim shatavu bayam, mitzrayim shatavu bayam, hu yipara mimi she'enoi oimed b'diburoi. Now, this is a very scary thing, meaning the same Hashem who pulled out payment and retribution, as they say, from all the bad people in the generations, will also take retribution from you if you don't keep your word. So you get into all these, yeah, you get into all these situations where you say you're going to buy something and then you back out. It's very common in leasing cars. You know, you found the lease and you're ready to sign on it, and then you tell the guy I'm signing, and then you find a different lease that's a few dollars cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. So bottom line is if you really sort of close the deal, even though halachically you're allowed to, right? That's the main point here. Halachically you are allowed to because there was no kinyan done. But you might get whooped, as they say, for doing that.
But you didn't make
Fine.
we just said if we made a mark.
Right. So that was not a kinyan. That's not a kinyan. So that's why.
So wouldn't a mark be like someone put like a little bit of paint on something? Like what since when does
Whatever it
saying
is,
they're gonna buy it
whatever that
remark?
is, whatever it is, that's it does make a difference. It was not a purchase, so that's why you really halachically can back out. Test sign, v'roy loy lo adam, and a person should also keep his words. Even if he did not yet give the money, and he didn't make any sort of mark, and he didn't finish the kinyan. If they agreed on a price, ain't there's not lashum echan lachsa. Not anybody, neither one of them could change their minds. All right? Meaning, as long as you said you're going to do something, you got to keep to it. Anybody who goes back on something, whether he buys it or whether he, the seller, he's considered a mechuser amana. He's not considered trustworthy. And the chachamim are not good with him. Ki roi le'ish Yisrael lamed b'diburei, because it's roi for Ish Yisrael to stand by his words. K'mo she'nemar she'eretz Yisrael lo yasu avav lo yedar b'chazav. Yerah Shemayim yesh lo l'kayim afilu machshavas liben, and Yerah Shemayim should be mekayim even whatever he's thinking in his heart. Now this is till now we're talking about where you actually verbalized something. Here, let's say you had a thought, right? Which of course, just thinking something doesn't mean that you have to keep it. But if you really want to be having a good integrity, you should do what's in your heart. Shim chashav agam b'libo, because if he thinks in his heart, in his heart, he says, you know what? I'm going to sell it to him for this price. And this guy didn't know his machshava. And he decided to add. Meaning, you're about to sell, you're in negotiating. And you say, you know what? If this guy offers me $10, I'm giving it to him. Then the guy offers 11. So you should tell, you know what? I'll give it to you for 10. That a person should speak truthfully in his heart. And this is a very difficult halacha to keep. And somebody who A purchaser who puts in his heart that he's going to sell something for whatever price, ain't lo lach sabay, he shouldn't go back. V'chein kuk yad tzim tzeh v'shar dvarim sh'bein odom l'chaveiroi, eshe l'kayim machshav, machshoiz liboy, he should be mekayim his machshava, im gomar b'liba l'asais eza toiva, if he's gomar b'liba to do it, a toiva v'yesh b'yad l'asais in his hand to do it. Avol tzarche atzmai, kol she'ein b'hem srach mitzvah, but his own tzarech, anything that doesn't have a mitzvah to it, ain't tzarech l'kayim, afilu mitzvah, even if you let it out with your mouth, meaning if you if you decide something that you want to do, right? You say I'm gonna go, I don't know, eat ice cream or something. So you don't have to be mekayim that unless you made it in lashon of an adava, right? But if it has a mitzvah to it, then you would be mechuyev to keep your word. Yudzayin. Let's say you tell your friend you're going to give him a present. And the person says, "Oh, you're going to give me a present," and he thinks in his head he's going to give it to him. If he goes back and he doesn't give it to him, again, that's somebody who is considered not trustworthy. But a matana meruba has no chisaron. Meaning, if you go to a guy and say, you know, "I'm going to give you $1 million," all right? I'm going to give you $1 million, and the guy doesn't think in a second for his head in a second that he's gonna have a million, that he's giving him $1 million, right? So mamela, that you don't have to worry about. They call makam b'shashu oimer liten loy tzarech lias b'das kamura. But when it's the time that he says he's going to give him a gift, then, meaning, tzarech lias b'das gemura, it has to be with a das gemura, v'loy yehei b'dayt l'shanis, and it shouldn't be in his das to change his mind. Meaning, you can't, even though you don't have to keep it, but you doesn't mean you should do this. That's the point, right? To speak one way in your heart and one way in your mouth is it's also minatayra. You should have what do you call it? It's you gotta, like we said a few sifim ago, you have to have honest weights and measurements. So that's the same thing. Same thing you have here. All right. Okay. Fine. Matamalaymer hin tzedek. What does it mean, hin tzedek? Or like hin bichlal eifah. What is the difference in these two types of measurements? It's bichlal eifah. Elashiyeh hein shalcha lav shalcha tzedek. The hinge of yours and the love of yours should be a tzedek. And this is all for a wealthy person. But if you're gonna, meaning you tell a wealthy person you're gonna give $1 million or something like that. But if you're gonna say you're gonna give it to an ani, bein matana muetis, bein matana meruba, whether it's a big matana, whether it's a small matana, eino yachol lachsabay min adin, you're not allowed to go back even min adin, because the poor person is vulnerable, I guess you could say that. Even if he completes it in his heart to give it, then he needs to be, meaning even if it's just in his heart you're going to give to an ani, you still have to be mekayim your machshava. And again, even though halachically it's not necessarily required. If somebody wants to sell a karka or a house and come two people, kol echad omer ani ekach b'dam el, I'm going to buy for this amount of money. Ve'en echad mehem b'al ha-metzah, and none of them lives on the border, right? Because otherwise, the one that lives on the border gets the priority. Im hoya echad mehem miyosh ve'iroi, if one of them is from the people that live in the city, v'asheni me'ir acheres, and the second one is in the other city, ben ira kaidim, so the one from buying it who lives in the city goes first. Right, the one whose neighbor comes before somebody who lives in the city. Him, meaning not necessarily the neighbor, because that for sure gets priority, meaning somebody who lives within the vicinity. And let's say one is a friend who he's used to hanging out with, and his shochin is not rogalima, klal, chaveira comes first. One is his chaver, and one is his relative. The comes first. For other people, the karav comes first. Except the Tamar Chacham, he has the highest priority. Let's say he comes even before a neighbor and whoever, and even if a close friend. But if one of them is, he's the one that lives next door, mamish, it literally means on the boundary. Who kaidem lekulam? He comes first. That's called dina de bar mitzvah. Filu la'achar shemuchari la'achar yochel ba'la meitzar litin es adam la'lekeach u'lesalka. So even after you sell it to somebody else, the ba'la meitzar can give the money la'lekeach u'lesalka. So and he can come get him out. Meaning, even if they came to a deal with somebody that they weren't supposed to. He they can knock him out. Even if the buyer is a Talmud Chacham, v'shachein, v'karav, l'moicher, v'mitzvah hu amaretz, right? And even if the lekeach is Talmud Chacham and a neighbor, and he's friends with the seller, and the matzah is an amaretz, v'rochik ben amoicher, and he's not friendly with the seller, v'matzah koidim, u'mesalak is lekeach, then the guy on the border goes first. V'chol k'dim zeilu mitzvahs chachamim heim. And all these mitzvahs are mitzvahs. The Rabbanu l'kayim Hashem amar v'sisa yoshev ha'atoy be'enei Hashem. You got to do what's proper in the eyes of Hashem. Okay. Simin nun samach gimel. Also l'haynis v'dvarim lugnav das abrius. You're not allowed to have geneva's das. Bois heis even. So k'shem she'ayna asura b'mekach. Remember the same way you're not allowed to rip somebody off. In business, kach asura ayna b'dvarim. You're also not allowed to cause pain. With words, that is hurting somebody with words. That's even greater than I know on money. Because money you can get back. Words you cannot get back. One is with money and one is with the body. Right? Meaning you wanna cost somebody money, that's fine, but to cause them physical pain, that's worse. So Dvaram, and somebody who cries out about Einos Dvaram gets answered right away. Dvaram, you have to be very careful not to cause your wife pain with words. A woman is sensitive innate naturally about tsar muat he boicha, and she cries on the small pain. Hashem is Baruch makpir ala demoiz, and Hashem is makpir on tears. V'shari demoiz le'ninalu. And the gates of tears don't get locked up. All right? Fine. So that means if you do something bad to somebody and they cry because of it and they have something against you, then you're in trouble. Okay, that's the first one, right?
Yep.